From our Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this is the Chair of Change podcast series, episode 13. Today's topic, our top story this half hour continues to be scandal. Part 3 of a 4-part series on spies, gossip, scandal, and innuendo. Before we begin our podcast, a technical note and an apology. Our deepest apologies if you have not been able to access the Chair of Change iTunes feed. Our link to the feed was changed, and we failed to communicate that to our listeners. To get the new link, click on the iTunes button in your window player, and you'll be able to take the Chair of Change with you on the go. Now back to the show. We begin with a definition. Scandal is defined as a widely publicized allegation or set of allegations that damages the reputation of an institution, individual, or creed. A scandal may be based on true or false allegation, or a mixture of both. And all too often, scandal begins with an emphatic denial, accompanied by a strongly worded statement. Who could forget former President Clinton on national television when he said, quote, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky," only for the nation to discover much later that he did in fact, as he defined it, have an inappropriate relationship. And that brings us to these moments of truth. Did you lie to an employee and deny the conversation ever took place? Did you fudge some numbers on your quarterly report? Did you have an inappropriate relationship with one of your direct reports? Did you fire someone and the termination was, shall we say, less than ethical and your company's being sued? Scandal can take many shapes and sizes. It can come in the form of the David Letterman infidelity extortion scandal, here today, gone tomorrow, or it could come in the form of the never-ending Tiger Woods infidelity saga. What made these very, very personal and very public scandals different was the way that each man handled his business. If you recall, the David Letterman here today, gone tomorrow approach was very simple. In the words of David Neal at CNBC, David Letterman took the hit and did so immediately. Letterman controlled the venue by issuing his mea culpa on his show. By doing so, he shaped the news by revealing the shocker in the friendliest environment possible, in front of his fans, on his own show. The same cannot be said of the long, drawn-out Tiger Woods saga. It was months before Tiger Woods faced the allegations of infidelity, and when he did, he chose a press conference as the forum. In the end, he raised more questions than he answered, and the scandal followed him for nearly a year. So how do you correct that lie you swept under the carpet, the fudging of your quarterly report, or that unethical decision that has placed your company on the front page of every domestic and international newspaper from becoming a scandal? First, issue a public apology. It sounds cheesy, but nothing says I'm sorry like a well-thought-out apology from the heart. HR folks and the general public love this. It is that ownership component that will be your key to being seen as human by the masses. Second, acknowledge your scandal. I'm not talking about disclosing every minute gory detail of your indiscretion. Here is a simple rule. Acknowledge what you did, call it a day, move on. Third, offer to correct the wrong. This could be as simple as offering the tried and true to quote, do-over, maybe an apology, or it could be as complex as monetary compensation. Whether you choose the David Letterman or Tiger Woods path, issuing an apology, acknowledging the indiscretion, and offering to correct the wrong will go a long way to shutting down the impending scandal or minimizing exposure once the scandal is out in the open, about to be front page news. And that's change you can count on. You can follow us on Twitter by searching for the Chair of Change, join the group, and enjoy the change. You can take us on the go by clicking on the iTunes button. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Chair of Change. From the Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this has been episode 13 of the Chair of Change podcast series. Thanks for listening.